Motivation and Understanding, Chapter 2. As human beings, we have two capabilities that make up our life: motivation and understanding. These capabilities are distinct from each other, but they're created so that they form a single entity. Taken together, they're called the mind. These capabilities are the human mind, and that is where all our life force is. Just as everything in the universe that is in harmony with the divine plan relates to goodness and truth, everything in a human being relates to motivation and understanding. The goodness in us is our motivation, and the truth in us is our understanding. These two capabilities, or life forces, are the reservoir and ground for the goodness and truth in us. Motivation is the reservoir and ground for all our good qualities, and understanding is the reservoir and ground for all our true ideas. The goodness and truth in us are nowhere else. This means the love and faith in us are nowhere else either, since love and goodness relate to each other, and faith and truth relate to each other. So everything in the universe relates to goodness and truth, and everything in religion relates to the good qualities that come from love and the true ideas that are part of faith. Also, our two capabilities of motivation and understanding are what makes us human. That is why an explanation of motivation and understanding is also included in this religious philosophy. Otherwise, we would not have a clear idea about them, and there would not be a solid basis for our thinking. Motivation and understanding also make up our spirit, since our wisdom, our understanding, and our life as a whole are contained in them. Our body simply does what it's told to do. Nothing is more worth knowing than how our motivation and understanding work together as one mind. They do this in the same way goodness and truth work together. There is the same kind of marriage between motivation and understanding as there is between goodness and truth. We can get a clear idea of what this marriage is like from what I said before about goodness and truth. Specifically, goodness is the essential reality of a thing, and truth is its visible existence. In the same way, our motivation is our life's essential reality, and our understanding, which comes from our motivation, is our life's visible existence. The good impulses in our motivation give themselves form in our understanding and make themselves visible. When we do good things and have true ideas, we have motivation and understanding. But when we do harmful things and have false ideas, we do not have motivation and understanding. Instead of motivation, we have desire, and instead of understanding, we have knowledge. A truly human motivation is a storehouse of good impulses, and a truly human understanding is a storehouse of true ideas. So we cannot call bad impulses motivation or false ideas understanding. They are just the opposite, and opposites destroy each other. Because of this, when we do harmful things and have false ideas, we are not rational, wise, or understanding. Also, the deeper parts of a harmful person's mind are closed, and our motivation and understanding are mainly in these parts of our mind. We may think harmful people also have motivation and understanding, since they say they intend things and understand things, but their motivation is only desire, and their understanding is only knowledge.